You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Hello, my name is Nick Olmos, and this is Tech In 2 from Wired.
Support for this podcast and the following message comes from TD Ameritrade. TD Ameritrade's learning experience is curated from their vast library of exclusive content and customizes to fit your investing goals and interests. Get started at tdameritrade.com/education.
Vaccinations continue across the country amid weather complications, the U.S. expands genome sequencing, and vaccine distribution takes shape worldwide. Here's what you should know. Last week, harsh winter weather swept the country and caused a huge number of problems, including delaying the shipments of hundreds of thousands of vaccine doses across the country. Despite these hiccups, vaccination has continued to accelerate in the U.S. As of Thursday, more than 41 million people have received their first dose, and more than 16 million have been fully vaccinated. And early last week, Biden announced that his administration is increasing the number of doses being shipped to states and pharmacies. The U.S. funnels more resources into virus genome sequencing to track mutations. According to the CDC, more than 1,200 infections caused by the B.1.1.7 variant have been detected stateside. Since the start of 2021, U.S. scientists have more than doubled the number of viral genomes being sequenced each week. But to stay on top of new viral mutations, we'll need even more robust sequencing efforts. Last week, the Biden administration announced it would provide almost $200 million to ramp up sequencing further. And at Friday's G7 summit, the Biden administration pledged $4 billion to COVAX, the WHO's program for ensuring equitable distribution of COVID-19 vaccines worldwide. Though officials have added that the U.S. won't donate any of the actual vaccine doses it's purchased to poorer countries until most Americans have been vaccinated. Meanwhile, other countries and regions are also in the process of executing their own vaccine plans, such as Cuba's vaccine entering its final phase of testing next month, and Russia offering the African Union 300 million doses of its Sputnik V vaccine. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech In 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.
So if you ask anyone in the Wired newsroom, what's on your mind? Here's what some of us are thinking about.
Big tech,
the coronavirus pandemic,
climate change,
disinformation and election security,
what policing should look like in the future.
This is Get Wired. And I'm your host, Lauren Good.
Every story about technology is really a story about people.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Get Wired. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.